the Chilkat Valley Historical Society received a 2-year grant from the United States Department of Food and Agriculture to begin an orchard project this fall. If you ask Chilkat Valley Historical Society President Susan Chasen, the Chilkat Valley Orchard Project started with apples, 100-year-old apples, grown here in Haines, that is.
Sometimes history seems stuffy. So what's the relevance of the past to the present?
Fruit cultivation in Haines isn't a new idea. Charles Anway came to town in the early 1900s and grew dozens of apple and sweet cherry trees. But Chasen said it's an idea that hasn't been pursued in earnest for quite some time.
And I guess the word is no Haines-grown apples or sweet cherries have been marketed in over 60 years. But we think that our warming climate makes the conditions, you know, better for tree fruit cultivation than ever before.
The Historical Society launched the Relevance of History campaign. That blossomed into an attempt to bolster food security, tap economic potential in the valley, and close to $30,000 in federal grant money.
And it is called a specialty crop block grant. And specialty crops include things like tree fruits.
Chasen worked with Burl Sheldon to craft a grant proposal to the USDA, which will be managed by the state's Department of Natural Resources. The Chilkat Valley Historical Society will work in partnership with the Chilkat Valley Bald Eagle Foundation, with help from the Henderson Farm Committee and the University of Alaska Fairbanks Cooperative Extension Service. The purpose of the grant is to expand community orchard knowledge. The award will fund a 2-year educational program that begins late this year and runs through 2022. Chasen plans to leverage local knowledge and bring in experts for a conference. After that, she'd like to work to identify property that could be used for cultivation and form a fruit cultivation group. The project has local support.
We got letters from landowners. We got letters from Kluk Wan. We got letters from HEDC. We got letters from local farmers, so I think our packet was really good.
There's robust community interest in local agriculture as an economic development opportunity. More than 90% of the Haines community supported agricultural development in the Haines Comprehensive Plan. It was a first priority. And growers are already flourishing here. Several small farms grow locally to sell at the summer farmers market, and the Haines School District partners with a local conservation group to compost food waste for their garden. But for the Chilkat Valley Historical Society, this new project is a way to bring the past into the present and grow something that lasts into the future. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.